Time certain, item 169.
Accept report from Portland Community College on the current work of Future Connect.
This is an amazing program, and we're pleased to have a presentation on it this morning. I think we're starting with Callie Thornladd, Jessica Howard, and Karen Kervin. So come on up, please. It's great to have you here.
And as they're getting settled, I just say to the Southeast Works students that this is an amazing program that the city sponsors to help with scholarships in community college. And anybody who graduates from high school is eligible for it. So listen up, and we hope that you'll apply too.
Yeah, this is a good combination this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I think I'm starting. Thank you, council members, for the opportunity to present on Future Connect. My name is Kali Thornladd, and I'm a member of the Portland Community College Board of Directors representing District 2, which is north and northeast Portland and goes up into Columbia County, Scappoose. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I wanted to thank the City of Portland, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Saltzman, Fritz, Fish, and Novick for your support for this cornerstone program at PCC. Through our newly adopted strategic plan, PCC is committed to providing not only access to educational programs, but also success for communities of color, for first-generation college students, for low-income students. Future Connect is a pride point for PCC and has become a statewide model for new models of engagement that involve local government, colleges, and the philanthropic community. As a board member, I must say this is exciting because the national conversation continues to be about how do we provide both access and success. And right here in our own backyard, we have created a program that is doing that. And as many of you know, I have a history with Future Connect and had the privilege of working on it with the City of Portland and Dr. Pulliams to bring this opportunity to students in Portland. The vision was to provide greater access to higher education to historically underserved groups with the belief that by investing in our human infrastructure, we would help build and strengthen this evolving city. We thank you from the bottom of our heart for your supports. We believe that as the city continues to grow and change, that Future Connect is providing opportunities for all members of Portland's community to access living wage jobs, to access opportunities within this thriving city. And with that, I would like to turn it over to President Dr. Jessica Howard, who's the president of Southeast Campus.
Thank you, Director Thornladd, Mayor Hales, and commissioners. It's a great pleasure to be here today. PCC is committed to Future Connect because of the positive impact that it creates in our communities. Over the past 5 years since its inception, Future Connect has enrolled 1,200 students, well over 900 of whom have been from Multnomah County, through your support. This has provided a positive impact not only for the students, but for the families and communities from which they come. And through the outreach of Future Connect staff, thousands of high school students now know the many options for them to go to college. When we speak about the impact of Future Connect, I know you've all received this wonderful handout. I'd like to just point out a couple things on that handout. First of all, on both sides, when you open it, the big takeaways really are that the Future Connect students are outperforming their national counterparts by at least 2 times and in a shorter time frame, in a 3-year time frame versus a 6-year time frame in terms of completion rates, twice as good as their national counterparts who are low income and first generation. That is quite something. When you specifically look at first year retention rates, what you have on the brochure are averages. But some of these outcomes are continuing to improve. For instance, on the lower left-hand side, the retention rate in the first year, going from entry to 1 year into the program, Future Connect students last year returned to their second year at 84%. Compare this to the national statistics, which show that 40% of first-generation college students return for their second year. You'll see then that not only is this a spectacular program, but it is getting better as it develops. In the lower right, there is a chart that shows retention data for students who have completed a certificate, a degree, or have transferred, those who are still attending, and those who have exited the program since its inception. Each group of these bars shows where each cohort is as of the current term, winter 2016. If you look at the 2001 cohort, the sort of medium blue on the right, you'll see that 31% of that 2011 cohort completed within 4 years. To give a sense of what this means, We can compare this number to the national income of low-income first-generation students who attended a two-year college and then transferred to a four-year institution within 6 years, and that rate is 14%. If you look at the 2012 data, you'll see that that number of completion is already higher than that initial year. For students who are not first generation, the transfer rate is 50% in that same six-year period, and that is what we strive for because we want there to be no disparity between these groups of students. The impact of Future Connect, however, goes beyond the numbers. It's impacted how we look at support and advising at PCC. As Director Thorne-Ladd indicated, it's a statewide model. It's something that the state has recognized as a best practice and is hoping can become a part of communities across the state. And the critical component of partnership in making the Future Connect model work for communities has created further synergies and further linkages to create more opportunity for students. The momentum created by the City of Portland as our first partner in this work has been absolutely outstanding. As you probably know, the cities of Beaverton and Hillsboro are now also our partners. And I will give you a very short list of some of the other partnerships and synergies that have come out of Future Connect. For the past year, we've been working in Columbia County through a grant with the Ford Foundation to develop a Future Connect partnership. We worked with WSI here in Multnomah County to provide summer internships for Future Connect students.
WSI?
Yes.
What is WSI?
WorkSource.
WorkSystems.
WorkSystems. It's the acronym-heavy world that we're in, yes. We've worked with universities to create scholarships and support specifically for Future Connect students. Future Connect students have studied abroad through a partnership with Carpe Mundi, and we partnered with PPS on a Gear Up grant that creates paid leadership opportunities for Future Connect students in middle and high schools. So it's inspiring work. It's work that we're doing together, and we're supporting a collective population, which is our students and our future. So I really thank you all for your continued support. And I'm pleased to be joined by Karen Kirvin, who is Vice President of Community Relations for U.S. Bank.
Thank you very much and good morning. I am here on behalf of U.S. Bank and the U.S. Bank Foundation and also the PCC Foundation, which I was pleased to join earlier this year. U.S. Bank has been a strategic partner of PCC Connect over the past 5 years or so, contributing $27,500 to support the great work that's being done at PCC and Future Connect. The U.S. Bank Foundation work pillar or category of giving supports programs that help students graduate from high school ready to go on to their post-secondary college or career training to gain the skills that they need to earn a living wage. And we are so pleased with the work that's being done by Future Connect in that regard. And Future Connect is one of the reasons that I decided to join the PCC Foundation Board earlier this year. I would like to share that Future Connect remains a top fundraising priority of the PCC Foundation Board. Since launching Future Connect with the City of Portland 5 years ago, the foundation has raised more than $2.2 million from more than 400 individuals, foundations, and corporations, and this does not include the generous support from the cities of Portland, Beaverton, and Hillsboro. I'm pleased to share that just 2 months ago, the foundation received its single largest cash gift ever, a five-year pledge of $475,000 from a Portland businesswoman to help hire additional Future Connect coaches. As you have heard from others, Future Connect works. On behalf of U.S. Bank, the U.S. Bank Foundation, we thank you for your leadership in the creation of the program and for your ongoing generous support. And lastly, I hope that you will join us on April 17th at the PCC Gala, where we will celebrate the fifth anniversary of Future Connect. Governor Kate Brown, Thomas Lauderdale, and members of Pink Martini will be joining us too. We'd now like to have Tobias and the students come up.
Before you do that, I think I made a mistake in saying that you had to have a high school diploma. In fact, students with a GED are also eligible for this program, right?
Yes.
Yes?
And yes.
And what benefits does a student get if they get a Future Connect scholarship? What does that get them?
They have an opportunity to not only get the scholarship dollars, but they get a career coach or a college coach that works alongside them to ensure that they're able to complete their goals. And for some, it's an AA degree. For some, it's transfer. For some, it's a certification. But our objective is to make sure that they're successful at PCC. And I just want to say, I remember 5 years ago in this room when we had the first sort of graduation of Future Connect scholarship recipients, and the chamber was filled with families and parents who were tearful and who were talking about how they never thought that their child would go to college, and they never thought that they would have this opportunity. And to look at it 5 years later and see that 1,200 students have benefited and that they have been successful, it's really incredible. And Portland was courageous to step into that space, and because of your courage, Beaverton and Hillsborough and all these other cities are realizing, wow, we need to invest in our future as well. So I just wanted to bring that sort of light. I remember Commissioner Fritz, you standing there beside shaking hands with the students, and it has meant so much.
Yeah, they were not the only ones who were teary-eyed. And Kelly Thornlad, while you're at the podium, I just want to recognize this was really your brainchild in partnership with Mayor Sam Adams, and Commissioners Fish and Saltzman and I funded it at a time that we were cutting budgets left and right during the recession. This is why, because we thought we believed in the students, we believed in their investing in them would help our city as well as the students and their families. So thank you very much for your leadership.
Before we lose the panel, I had a question for
Please.
Director Ladd. So, you know, the city has embraced a big equity vision. And at the heart of it is creating opportunity for underrepresented people and looking to leadership positions at the city, combined with the fact that we're projecting a huge wave of retirements over the next 10 years. There's a bubble that, of really skilled and seasoned people in the city that are going to be moving on. We're investing in the success of young people. They're chasing their dreams. Are we also, through Work Systems, Inc., and other tools, thinking about aligning graduates with opportunities in local government? And are we doing enough to facilitate that?
Well, that's a big question. I may look to my colleague here. I know that there have been efforts to provide internships to Future Connect students to really align folks with job market opportunities. So there is intentionality around doing that. Whether we have done that sufficiently for the public sector and government jobs, that I could not speak to. And I don't know, Jessica,
there's always room to do more. And I think that but our focus in terms of creating success beyond the credential is something that is a part of the entire PCC success plan.
And I'll just give you one example. The very talented woman at the Bureau of Environmental Services, who's looking at our long-term needs and recruitment, has put forth a proposal that's heavily based on going into the high schools and colleges upstream and identifying talent, bringing people in for internships and experience-based learning, and then identifying talent, and then connecting with them, and then because the really good students then have lots of options, so we want to be a preferred employer. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that as you think about where these students are going and the kind of careers that they're preparing for, I think all of us up here would be interested in making sure that we're capturing the talent that might be interested in careers in our bureaus. And so push us on that, because it needs to be intentional.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. And yes, let me do call a panel of Tobias Sherwood, Carlos De Jesus, and Jordan Collins to talk about the program a little more. Right. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners Novick, Fritz, Saltzman, and Fish. My name is Tobias Sherwood. I am a college success coach with Future Connect. Since 2012, the second year the program was in existence, I'd like to start by answering Commissioner Fritz's question. What do I do? Well, I met Jordan down here in a career classroom at Franklin High School a few years ago. Met Clarissa in a computer lab at David Douglas High School when she was a senior in high school. And it starts there by getting students excited to come to Portland Community College. It really starts really basically with filling out FAFSA, learning about what programs are offered at PCC. So my job at the very start is building a relationship with these students and letting them know that they belong in higher education, and that they belong in our scholarship program. They deserve scholarship money and the opportunities that will come from being a part of something bigger. And, you know, I'm thinking right now, at 11 o'clock, I teach a class called CG 130, Today's Careers. So I won't speak for too long because I know we're pushing at 10 o'clock already. But I do just about everything a student might possibly need. Clarissa, her brother Carlos, was supposed to be here this morning. It's so nice to have a sibling who, in our program, who could step in for her big brother and represent for our program. So typically yesterday I was texting with Carlos, who's a transfer student at Portland State University, receiving the Future Connect scholarship there, which is $3,400 for 2 years. And he's pursuing a business degree like Jordan is. But I was also working with second-term first-year students who have no idea what they're doing still, even though I've been putting in a lot of effort and energy. And they're getting there. And they'll get there, and they'll get to a place where Clarissa is and where Jordan is, and where Clarissa's big brother is. And so I help with financial aid. I help. I am an academic advisor. When crisis occurs, I can help students navigate those challenges. And I'm basically just the go-to person. And as a coach, I have a privilege that some folks higher up who are focusing on the big picture don't always get to experience. And that is to see young people develop themselves as leaders, to develop themselves as folks who are going to enter the professional world with a network of people to support them and the confidence to really go for what they want and get what they want from PCC and from their life as a whole. And so, Clarissa De Jesus, I will pass it to you in just a moment. I just want to say one thing about Clarissa. She is one of the most responsible people I've ever met. She has a ton of responsibility at home with her family. She takes on a lot of responsibility in her community of faith. She is a Future Connect leader. She was nominated by me last year to be a part of our leadership cohort. And she's trying to figure out what she wants to do. She wanted to be a naturopathic doctor. Now she's shifting toward neuroscience. I'm confident whatever she ends up landing on, she'll be successful in. So thank you so much for having us all here today. Pass it over to Clarissa.
Thank you, Tobias. Good morning, Mayor Howes and City Council. Commissioners. My name is Clarissa De Jesus Solano. I am currently a second-year student at PCC. After four successful terms in which I have earned a 3.7 GPA,
I that took deserves a round of
applause. Yeah, I think that. Here, here.
I took winter term off so I could go to Mexico. I went to Mexico to visit my family, but most importantly, I went to spend time and take care of my abuelito, which means grandfather in Spanish. My abuelita, which means grandmother in Spanish, passed away in February of last year, so it has been very hard for him. And he has even been diagnosed with depression. And he wanted me and needed me to be with him since he was alone down in Mexico. And also because none of his grandchildren wanted to or had the opportunity to go to Mexico and be with him. On a prior trip to Mexico, 6 months before my abuelita passed, she told me that she wanted me to be someone in life and to be happy. She also said that she could see me being a doctor or a lawyer. Those words are still in my heart and will always be in my heart. Sorry. Even though we didn't have a special relationship, I felt that immense love she had for me whenever I was with her. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Though I had crafted myself into a successful student even before hearing my abuelita's words, after she passed away, I found a new purpose for my education, and I decided to dedicate my academic career to her, and she is the reason why I am in school right now. In high school, At David Douglas, I honestly did not have a reason or inspiration to go to college. I felt like I was forced to go to college. I did not do my best because I knew I was going to pass. At the end, my ending GPA at David Douglas was a 2.68, and I still graduated on time. Not having any support or encouragement from anyone made me discouraged, but I quickly realized once I was accepted into the Future Connect that I would have someone to help guide me and support me my entire time at PCC. This was important to me for a few reasons. For one, my brother and my cousins and I represent the first generation of our family to go to college. We are the ones that the younger generations look up to, and we should set the example for them. My brother Carlos and my cousin Johnny both received the Future Connect scholarship. My brother decided that he wanted to get his degree despite the struggles, while my cousin Johnny decided that school wasn't important to him and dropped out. Both of them were on the same path, but each one had a different mindset, and at the end they made their own decision. At the time, I applied for the Future Connect scholarship, and I had no idea my brother and my cousin had received the scholarship. After I had received the scholarship, I was excited because I was going to be assigned a coach. I did not know what I was going to get myself into when I was going to start college. Thankfully, my coach, Tobias, has been an amazing person since day one. He is not just a coach. He is like family. Tobias and the rest of the Future Connect staff are very nice and very helpful and are always motivating everyone to keep going. That extra motivation I have gotten from my coach and the rest of the Future Connect family has helped me get where I am today. I have a cousin who just graduated last year, and she went straight to a university. After starting school, she realized that she had no help. She had no one to help her out and give her that extra motivation. If it wasn't for Future Connect, I would have already dropped out of college. Going to school, working, having church responsibilities, and having house duties has been very tough. At the end, I do my best to be responsible for all the things I do. At the moment, I have a GPA of 3.71. It hasn't been easy, but getting that extra help and encouragement from Future Connect has made the college experience less hectic. I was also nominated to be a Future Connect leader from Tobias because he saw something in me. I never considered myself a leader, but after taking the leadership class, I realized I have potential. I just need to step out of my shell. It has also helped me grow as a person and view life differently. Thanks to Future Connect, I know now which road I am taking, and that is the road to success. My academic goal is to get my transfer degree and go to a university and get my doctorates in neuroscience and psychology. My end goal is to move to Mexico and have a little office space and help people with, like a little office space and be a doctor down there and help all the people who can't afford paying those expensive doctors down there, either like for a low cost or for free. And thank you for continuing to support students like myself, my brother, and Jordan Collins, who will be speaking next.
Thank you.
Can I just also observe, colleagues, that when you began your beautiful remarks, you mentioned we were a city council, but then you were kind of figuring out why we're commissioners. I have to say, after 7 years on this body, I can't answer that question. because if you're at the county, you're considered a Board of County Commissioners. If you're at the city, you're considered a city council. And I'm not quite sure why we're also known as commissioners, other than the charter says so. But you hit upon something that is a pure anomaly in Portland. So,
One more way we keep Portland weird. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. You may remember me from Floyd Light Middle School. I spoke at the budget hearing about a year ago, representing Future Connect. I shared then how I planned on going to U of O, and that was my dream school, and how I was in the process and had about a year left of schooling to go. I want to take you back to my high school experience at Franklin. I was class of 2013. I was an average student in high school. Most of my time went to playing basketball for the team there. Didn't really know what was going to happen for college. I knew that U of O was a dream school, but I knew I probably couldn't afford it or how I was going to have the grades to get in. So I had an ETS advisor that I worked with, Jason Young, and he told me all the options I had, and they were very, very, very slim. He introduced me to the Future Connect program, where I first met Tobias, and he spoke about how what Future Connect was going to bring to me, how they were going to give me a support coach to guide me through the process, and how it was also a scholarship that was going to help me pay for college. I just really want to piggyback on these guys are not just coaches. It's really like a family, Future Connect, to me. Anything I'm going through in life, I can kind of go to them and just ask them for advice. They're always sending encouraging emails, encouraging texts, helping you get through whatever hole you got to jump through next, you know. I've dealt with a lot of adversity myself over the last year with my family health and just declining grandparents' health as well. And these guys have really been there. I'm not really sure the credentials it takes to be a mentor, but these guys are like mentors to me. So all I ever really wanted to do was be a Duck, get into the sports marketing program, and I can now say after last week I was meeting with a coach, and they said that I already had an Associate of Arts degree, which I didn't know I have because I was been so focused on my business transfer degree. And so last week when I found out I had a degree already that I didn't know about, it was a good feeling. It was a great feeling, actually.
That's great.
And so I'm proud to say that I'm going to head into University of Oregon next fall with no debt to date because of Future Connect. And the program has really done miracles for me. All the coaches I've seen outside of class as well, I might play basketball with them on a Wednesday night or something. It's really a family. That's what I want to say Future Connect is. There's thousands of students like me that are going through the same things, different adversities, and I'm just here representing them who can't be here to speak today. And I just really want to thank all of you for your support, for placing your faith in us to succeed, and for making my college experience such a positive one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this report? Excellent report from the front at Future Connect, so thank you.
Mayor, I move to accept the report.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call then, please.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come. It was mentioned by the coach, the FAFSA, which is the Federal Student Aid application. I have a master's degree from Cambridge and have taken a lot of tests, and I would have to say that filling out the FAFSA was one of the hardest things I have ever done. So thank you for helping students with that, get over that simple but barrier, so-called simple, but you actually have to get over it in order to get into college and get student aid. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you, Southeast Works, for and your students for staying and listening to this presentation. The future is there, and we're hoping to connect you to it. And thank you very much for all the work you do.
There was some astonishing news this morning that Phil Knight has given $400 million to Stanford to fund a graduate scholarship program. And $400 million is a lot of money. At 5% interest, it generates $20 million a year. When we think about what could we do with $20 million in terms of creating opportunity. We don't have those kinds of resources locally, so we have to all, public and private, work together to fund these initiatives. And Amanda mentioned that 5 years ago, Dan and she and I had the honor of being on this council and supporting this vision. There was a lot of pushback, and I don't want to underestimate that. There were folks who said it wasn't germane to the city's business, that it wasn't a core function. There were people who criticized us for prioritizing public dollars for this purpose. There were people that had very strong views on this subject. And the council then and now under Mayor Hale's leadership has every year made an investment in the success of students in our community. Because after all, we're investing in the success of the future workforce that we hope chooses to stay in Portland and contribute to our city. But there can be no more important investment than in helping someone chase a dream. And I'm glad this council has resisted the critics who've told us that we should not be investing in the success of young people and their education. It is not our primary role. That's true. But this forum, I think, illustrates why it's an important part of our overall approach to building a healthy community. And I'm very proud that this council has supported this effort for 5 years. And I'm especially proud of the students who've come forward and told us about their stories. They're wonderful stories. So thank you. And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you for a very inspirational report. And I don't know if it was coincidence that Southeast Works was on the agenda at the same time today, but I think there's a lot of opportunity here for the students at Southeast Works to take advantage of Future Connect. And I hope you all will look into that very exclusively. I'm very proud that PCC is doing such a good job. I had the pleasure of serving on the board of directors myself for 10 years, and PCC is a very inspirational place, and there are a lot of great success stories, and thank you for bringing two success stories to share with us today. We appreciate it very much. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you so much for your testimony. It's an honor to have this partnership with PCC, an organization that helps 90,000 students of all ages gain the skills they need to further their academic goals, enter the workforce, or become even more skilled at what they're already doing. And this is a major part of our partnership with PCC, but it's not the only part. I wanted to let you know that a project I spent a lot of my time on is trying to figure out how to get high-capacity transit from Portland to the southwest suburbs. And one of the big issues is, can we provide good service to PCC Sylvania so that people can take light rail or bus rapid transit there and won't have to drive? I encourage you to come to hearings of the Southwest Corridor Steering Committee to make your voices heard. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, it's a double coincidence, not only that we had this great presentation about Southeast Works, but also that we had Monica and Paige here talking about the Portland economy. I had one more coincidence. There are a whole bunch of people up in my office working hard on the World Indoor Track and Field event that's going to take place here in 3 weeks. And so what are the connections here? We're a city where the technology industry is booming, where Phil Knight has made a similar pledge, and Oregon Health Sciences University is expanding enormously with $1 billion of successful fundraising to be a national center of expertise in not only cancer care and cure, but other medical specialties. So there's a lot of opportunity in Portland if you have the skills to access that opportunity. And that's the whole point of what we've heard from these students and leaders in these programs today, is that there is a great deal of opportunity if you can get the right education in our society. And that's difficult, and that's expensive, and that's not equally available to people in our very diverse city. So what you're doing is critical for us becoming a city of opportunity for everyone in Portland. So thank you for what you're doing. A couple of really great reports this morning. Future Connect is doing wonderful things. And yes, I think the case has been made, although it's not a core function for city government, to partner with others to make sure that our people succeed. When you get past the words of the charter, that's why we're here. Thank you very much. Aye. Thank you all. Okay,